Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
744, polls not good for Trump, now an 11-point national lead for Hillary Clinton. Start breaking it down to the states he'd have to win, it's even uglier. Other than Ohio, she has a double-digit lead, or close to a double-digit lead in swing states now as well. Even in North Carolina, I think she's six or seven up.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no question the tape had an effect from Friday. How about the fact that TV creates Trump and maybe TV takes him down?
How about that?
Huh?
Vicious circle.
That's why I mentioned this earlier, I'm endorsing Ken Bone and his running mate, Billy Bush.
The Bushy?
Yes. What a wacky world. Former Governor Pat Quinn's here. Good morning, Governor. How are you?
Good morning. I think Ken Bone is from Illinois.
Yeah, Belleville. How about
Belleville,
that?
Yeah. I used to live in East St. Louis right nearby. And
do you own a red sweater like Ken Bone's?
No,
sweater?
I don't. It was definitely very prominent there.
You ever
night.
Split your pants getting in or out of a car?
No, I don't think so. I never had a mustache, but Ken Bone is a guy who was every man.
Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. At 7:45, one of the reasons we want to talk to Governor Quinn, of course we have him on the show anytime, but one of the reasons we want to talk to you is because we saw something yesterday we don't see. Compromise leading to a settlement, and there is no school strike this morning, which is good news.
Well, it is good news, and I think that's what collective bargaining is all about, Steve. You know, both sides had to sit down, finally, and negotiate, and I want to salute the Chicago Teachers Union in particular. They stuck to their positions, and I think they got a contract that, the members will decide whether or not it's good for them. But that's what, I think our country is all about. You said just a moment ago, compromise, but also negotiating to make sure people get a decent wage for doing a very important job, which is teaching our children. And I do believe that Chicago should have an elected school board. We don't have that now. Every other part of Illinois, every other school district is elected except here in Chicago.
Who's fighting against that?
Well, the mayor hasn't been for it.
But he hasn't been, out there screaming about it,
well,
right?
Well, he kept it off the ballot, the city ballot. We had to petition it on ward by ward, and people by 90% voted in favor of an elected school board for Chicago. Because right now the school board can levy property taxes, mm-hmm. $11 billion in the last 5 years on the taxpayers, but we don't get to vote for any of those members. So I live in Chicago on the west side, and I think it's high time that we get an elected school board. And this coming April, all over Illinois, people will be voting yes or no on their school board. And we should too.
I certainly understand the argument, but if you're Mayor Rahm Emanuel and you have a city that's broke, and you're looking at the thump that you hold with the power of the school board and the money tied to it, mm-hmm. Giving that up is a big deal.
Well, here's the deal. The last 20 years, I don't think you could have a worse performance by any school board anywhere than in Chicago. They had a corrupt superintendent. The pension system there is in bad shape. And a lot of other bad performance by the school board. So, why do we not have the voting rights that everybody else in Illinois has, which is to elect members of a board that really chart the future of the education of our children?
Why are you bringing comments? Sense into this.
Yeah. As a resident of the city of Chicago, same thing. I completely agree with you. I think too much of that budget is balanced on the taxpayers' back. Why hasn't in the past, why haven't we been allowed to elect a board?
It's hard to figure out. It's mainly machine politics and the fact that the mayor wanted to control the Board of Education, and I don't think that's healthy.
You're talking about Mayor Daley.
Well, all the mayors go back in time, but especially now where voters have made it very clear that they favor an elected school board. The House of Representatives down in Springfield voted for that, but the bill is stuck in the Senate. That's why last week I'm a plaintiff in a case where we're asking the court, both federal and state, to order Chicago to have a school board election next spring, the same way everybody else in Illinois has. You can't have taxation without representation, and that means you have to have an opportunity to vote on who's on the school board.
Not to extend this out too far, but where do we go from here?
Well, we're going to pursue our law case, both in state and federal court, vigorously, try and get the legislature, the Senate, to vote in favor of an elected school board. But, you know, early to bed, early to rise, work like hell and organize. That's what it's all about if you want to make changes, especially if you want to strengthen voters as opposed to just the insiders. And, you know, I wasn't...
You remember Governor's hip-hop career.
Yo.
Well, but that's how we got the Citizen Utility Board. I put it, got it on the ballot in Chicago in 1982, a third of a century ago, and people voted yes, and we finally got it passed, and it's Illinois' largest consumer group. And we need to have that same kind of attitude of take charge and make sure the people come ahead of anyone else.
We're going to keep Governor Quinn for another segment, but one more before the break.
How come when you put an advisory referendum on the ballot and it's overwhelmingly approved, how come, is it just a constitutional rule that it can't go before the legislature? Because that's a great point. I mean, if voters are overwhelmingly saying yes to something or no to, especially if they say yes, why can't it be introduced?
How do you make advisory votes turn into something meaningful?
Yeah. Well, we want to have binding referendum. Right. You know, if you look around the Midwest, other states, other cities have, when voters vote, it's automatically the law. And I think that's what we need with respect to the school board in Chicago. And, you know, anybody interested in this issue, our website is takechargechicago.org, and people can learn about how they can participate in pushing the legislature, the mayor, everyone who's in power to listen better to the taxpayers and the voters.
We'll take a break for traffic. More with former Governor Pat Quinn, and he will come back and admit that he is running for something again and tell us exactly what it is.
Tonight, I stayed up to 1:43 a.m. watching that
running
game.
That's not the running I'm talking about.
It was a great game, but it was really tough to take. What a great home run by Chris Bryant with the ninth inning, you know, to tie it up. But,
yeah, the Arrieta shot wasn't bad either.
Yeah, he hit that ball hard, you know.
That's right, Governor Quinn. You were born to run. Nice job, Jake. You're not done, right? You're going to run for something.
Well, I was a cross-country runner, and I was in high school.
You've known me for 20 years. Like, you think you're going to get out of here without at least admitting you're considering it. You're considering something, aren't you?
Well,
you're not going to tell me what, but you're considering something.
You make a decision in the future. I enjoy what I'm doing now. I volunteer for everything I can. You know, we took some Gold Star parents to the Cubs game and the White Sox game this past year, and we went down.
Well, you've always been great with military families.
Yeah, and I think it's important that all of us nowadays, it's part of our country, I think patriotic duty is to help those who have borne the battle. And, you know, finding ways to volunteer to help people, whether it's veterans or children or anyone, is, you know, the heart of America.
Right. That's exactly right. Where are you on the Independent Maps Amendment?
Well,
let me just tell you where I am before you answer.
Okay, good.
Support it completely because the party in power, Democrat or Republican, should not be in a position to write the legislative districts in a way where several of them don't even have opponents because it doesn't pay to run.
Well, you know what? 1980, which was 36 years ago, I spearheaded a petition drive that reduced the size of the Illinois House. We abolished the jobs of 59 politicians.
We get it down to about five.
There are some people who tell me that we should try again. But after the court decided last August, whenever it was, on the independent maps, you could tweak their proposal, and I laid out a specific measure that would, I think, meet very clearly the court's decision, and you could try again and put it on the ballot for 2018. And it's a lot of signatures, 300,000 names, but, you know, I already talked to some of the people who were involved in that campaign. I think they're up for another petition drive. Do it, you know, with a clean, simple, pristine measure.
But you agree with the idea?
Yeah, I think there should be an independent body that draws the districts. Good. Other states have that. We could have that in Illinois. But the only way you're going to get it is a petition and referendum drive. And
can you achieve it while Mike Madigan sits in his office?
Well, if you do it by citizen petition, you can bypass Madigan, the legislature, the governor, everybody. You can put it on the ballot directly the way we did in 1980. None of the politicians were for reducing the size of the legislature.
Of course not, right.
And we did it by citizen petition. And you have to have a clean measure. You have to be very simple and straightforward. for it. The measure that the court ruled out was pretty complicated, and I think you can learn from that and come back with a better proposal.
Why should the governor have term limits and nobody else does?
Well, I think every official at all levels, the mayor, the governor, well, the president has term limits.
Right.
President Obama said...
Well, I'm speaking specifically of Illinois.
Yeah, well, I think we should have a reasonable term limit on the governor and definitely here in the mayor. We're doing a petition drive right now to have a limit on the terms of the mayor of Chicago, no more than two consecutive four-year terms. I think voters are signing our petition right now. If people are interested, it's takechargechicago.org. And we have to get 100,000 names by next year to put it on the March 2018 ballot.
So why is it being fought so hard? Well, I mean, I know the answer, so I make a point of not asking questions I know the answer to when the answers are obvious to everyone else as well. But the problem is the people in charge who make the rules have to change the rules unless the citizens stand up and say, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
That's what it's all about. King George III in England was on the throne for 59 years.
Yeah.
And we had to have a revolution to tell him to take a hike. And, you know, the people who started our country, they believed in rotation in office. They didn't believe that one person should be in an office for too long, concentrated power. And so whether it's the legislature, the governor, or the mayor of Chicago, you know, we should have reasonable term
limits. It's not a career. It's service.
Amen. And, you know, power is service. And so you have to, that's why I believe in petition drives, Steve, that it puts the power in the hands of voters. And,
right.
You know, we can in Chicago put a binding referendum on the ballot to put term limits on the mayor. They have that.
And the legislature
other,
as well. Let's
yeah,
make
the
bigger.
Legislature. But every other big city in America has term limits on the mayor. New York, Los
yeah,
Angeles,
right, right,
Philadelphia,
right.
Houston. But we don't in Chicago. And I don't think it's healthy. And that's why we want the people to have a vote on it.
Would you ever consider running for mayor?
I'm more interested in state issues. You know, I was governor for 6 years. It was an honor and privilege. And, you know, I'm, you know, one day a peacock, the next day a feather duster. Here I am. You know,
I don't know what that means. All right. So I remember having you on the old afternoon show. I don't know. Probably a year before Rob Blagojevich was removed from office. And we were just casually talking. And I said, and you were frustrated with the governor. And I said, how long has it been since you spoke to him? And I believe at that point it had been 6 or 7 months.
At least,
and you had
yeah.
made an effort to contact him. And again, as lieutenant governor, you had questions at different times. And maybe 2 weeks later, Blagojevich was on the show. And I said, that you haven't spoken to the lieutenant governor in 6 or 7 months. Well, how does that serve the public? 3 days later, the FBI took him to jail.
Yeah.
I fast forward to what we saw in the debate on Sunday night, where Donald Trump completely countered his running mate and said, yeah, we haven't spoken. You can't have a position where the second in command could take the job at any point and has no communication with the person in command, right?
Yeah, it's hard. You know, actually, during that time, I was for recall, you know, recall amendment.
Yeah.
And when I became governor, we got that on the ballot in Illinois in 2010, and the voters voted overwhelmingly for that. So today, we do have the power to recall a governor. It takes a lot of signatures, but I think it's healthy to have that kind of accountability. And obviously, Blagojevich did what he did, and he's now in jail.
You have any thoughts on reducing his sentence?
No, I think the court looked at all the evidence and made its decision.
How about increasing it?
No. The judge was there every day, and, you know, he saw all the evidence.
Let the courts do their job.
Amen. That's the way you do it.
What's the website you want to send people again today?
TakeChargeChicago.org, and that'll tell people about elected school board, how to have term limits on the mayor, and hopefully – go, Cubs, go tonight. That's the main thing. We got to win tonight after I went to bed at 1:43. That's when that game ended this morning. And
you should have seen him during the break. He was so cranky.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't give up. You know, Joe Madden's a good manager, and he's going to make sure that our team is ready for tonight. You can't worry about it.
And the Hawks opener tomorrow night.
Yeah, you know, Coach Q, come on, let's win it again.
There you go.
The Stanley Cup. That belongs in Chicago.
And the pride of Hinsdale, your hometown.
Yeah, that's where I grew up, and Coach Q knows where to celebrate, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Nice to see you, Governor.
Same here.
802, back with the news next on 720 WGN.